Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Smear by Cheryl Atkison is a nonfiction investigation into political communication, media manipulation, and the modern machinery of disinformation. Drawing on her long career as an investigative journalist, Atkison argues that smears are not random acts of character criticism, but organized campaigns built to damage reputations, steer public opinion, and influence elections. The book examines how political operatives, advocacy groups, media outlets, and online actors can work together to spread narratives that contain a partial truth while obscuring the larger facts. It is written as a critique of contemporary journalism, as well as a guide to recognizing manipulation. Rather than focusing on one party alone, the book presents smearing as a broad tactic used across political and media ecosystems. Its purpose is both explanatory and cautionary to help readers understand how seemingly persuasive stories are constructed, amplified, and used to shape what people believe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the smear as a structured political weapon, not simple criticism. A central idea in the book is that a smear is more than harsh rhetoric or negative campaigning. Atkison presents it as a deliberate strategy designed to isolate a target, tarnish credibility, and make the audience distrust the person or idea being attacked. This matters because it shifts the reader's understanding from seeing scandal as spontaneous to recognizing it as often engineered. The book emphasizes that a smear frequently begins with some real detail, which gives it credibility, but that detail is then amplified, reframed, and repeated until it serves a broader political objective. By framing smears this way, Atkison explains why they are so effective. They are not always built on falsehood alone, but on selective truth used to conceal context. The result is a form of persuasion that can appear newsworthy, while functioning as a reputational assault. This analytical distinction is one of the book's most important contributions, because it helps readers separate legitimate reporting from targeted narrative and manipulation. Secondly, how the modern smear machine connects operatives, media, and outside organizations. The book argues that smear campaigns are rarely the work of a single actor. Instead, they emerge from a networked system involving political consultants, public relations firms, think tanks, nonprofits, super PACs, online activists, and journalists who may knowingly or unknowingly reinforce the same message. Atkison's focus is on the infrastructure behind the message, who seeds it, who repeats it, and which institutions give it legitimacy. This framework is important because it shows how a story can move from a private talking point to a public narrative without ever seeming centrally controlled. In Atkison's account, the modern media environment makes this easier by rewarding speed, outrage, and repetition. Once a smear is launched, it can be echoed by outlets and online accounts that provide the appearance of broad consensus. The book therefore treats media influence as an ecosystem problem, not just a question of individual bias. That broader view helps explain why misleading narratives can spread so efficiently, even in an information-rich environment. Thirdly, astroturfing, bots, and the manufactured appearance of public consensus. A major theme in the smear is the way online tools and coordinated campaigns create the illusion that a viewpoint is widely shared. Atkison discusses astroturfing as a close relative of smearing, both aimed to simulate authenticity while hiding the real source of the message. In practical terms, this means using fake grassroots activity, paid amplification, bots, trolls, and coordinated social media behavior to make a narrow agenda look like a popular movement. The significance of this point is that perception itself becomes part of the manipulation. People are often persuaded not by evidence alone, but by the sense that many others already agree. By exposing this dynamic, the book encourages readers to question sudden surges of outrage, heavily repeated talking points, and online sentiment that seems too synchronized to be organic. Atkison's analysis is useful because it links old propaganda methods to digital tactics without treating the internet as fundamentally new or uniquely responsible. Instead, she shows that the same logic of concealment and repetition now operates at a much greater scale. Fourthly, the historical roots of propaganda from founding era politics to modern media. Atkison places contemporary smear tactics in a long historical tradition, arguing that today's political communication is not an invention of the digital age. She traces character assassination and reputation warfare back through American political history and also draws on older propaganda models associated with wartime messaging and authoritarian manipulation. This historical framing matters because it prevents readers from treating modern disinformation as an isolated anomaly. By showing that political actors have long used newspapers, rumors, selective facts, and personal attacks to defeat opponents, the book makes a larger point the methods change. But the logic remains familiar. The historical comparisons also help define what is distinctive about the present moment. The scale is larger, the speed is faster, and the channels are more fragmented, but the underlying tactics still depend on identifying a vulnerability, repeating it widely, and making the target seem discredited. This perspective strengthens the book's argument by grounding it in continuity rather than panic, which gives readers a clearer framework for understanding why these methods persist. Lastly, media literacy, skepticism, and the reader's responsibility in a distorted information environment. The smear is not only a diagnosis of manipulation. It also argues that readers need habits of skepticism to resist it. Atkisson repeatedly pushes the idea that people should examine sources, look for missing context, and question narratives that feel emotionally certain but factually thin. This advice is practical because the book does not claim that every negative story is false. Instead, it teaches readers to ask whether a story is being used to inform or whether it is being shaped to destroy. That distinction is central to the book's usefulness. Atkisson also treats transparency and ethical journalism as necessary defenses against manipulation, suggesting that the health of public debate depends on stronger standards in reporting and more disciplined habits in media consumption. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to understand not only how disinformation works, but how to respond to it without becoming cynical about all information. The value of this section lies in its balance. It warns against naivete without collapsing into blanket distrust of journalism itself. In conclusion, The Smear will be most valuable to readers interested in politics, journalism, media criticism, and the mechanics of public persuasion. It is especially useful for people who want to understand how narratives are built, how reputations are damaged, and why certain stories spread so quickly across traditional and digital platforms. Readers who work in media, communications, public affairs, or civic education may find it particularly relevant because it offers a framework for identifying organized manipulation rather than just reacting to headline-level controversy. What distinguishes the book from many other works on misinformation is its focus on the smear as an operational process. Partial truth, strategic amplification, institutional repetition, and the deliberate shaping of perception. Atkisson writes as a veteran reporter, so the book carries the tone of someone analyzing a system she has seen from inside, rather than merely commenting from the outside. That gives it practical weight, even when readers disagree with some of its political framing. In a crowded field of books about fake news, The Smear stands out for its emphasis on tactics, networks, and the hidden mechanics of influence rather than vague complaints about media bias. If you would like to support Cheryl Atkisson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.